This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's a key scene in one of the most beloved American films, the moment Forrest Gump starts running.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road. And when I got there, I thought maybe I'd run to the end of town.
President Carter, suffering from heat exhaustion, fell into the arms
of... When I got there, I thought maybe I'd just run across Greenbow County. And I figured since I run this far, maybe I'd just run across the great state of Alabama. And that's what I did. I ran clear across Alabama. For no particular reason, I just kept on going. I ran clear to the ocean.
A Michigan man is doing for real what Tom Hanks pretended to do on film. Barclay Oderslice of Birmingham in Oakland County is running across America. Barclay joins us now from the road in Logansport, Indiana. You're calling this run Project Gump, Barclay, so I take it the inspiration really does come from the film.
It really does come from the movie, yeah. But you're saying Tom Hanks didn't actually do this?
Well, I don't know. You certainly are. When and where did you start?
I started in L.A. on May 9th, Santa Monica Pier.
Just like the movie. And you're headed to...
I'm headed to Maine, the Marshall Point Lighthouse, and I should be there by the middle of August, hopefully.
And what are we talking as far as distance? How many states, how many miles?
I think it's 15 states. It could be 14. I'm not sure the exact number, but it is about 3,200 miles total.
That is mind-boggling. So break it down for us. About how many miles are you running every day, Barclay?
I'm doing 31 or 32 every day. Trying to be consistent.
Man, you're doing a marathon a day.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know you're doing this for a good cause. You're trying to raise $10,000 for something called the Hall Steps Foundation. Tell us about that.
It was founded by Ryan and Sarah Hall, who are two professional runners, pretty big in America. And so their goal is to fight global poverty by increasing health and wellness throughout the world. So they're like building wells and maternity clinics and all that kind of stuff that, you know, some people don't have access to. So if I can get to $10,000, which is what my goal is, that money would go to a well in Mozambique in a village that doesn't have easy access to clean water.
And you're asking people to go to crowdrise.com/Project Gump to donate and to follow you on Twitter at Project Gump for updates.
Yep.
Which came first,
yep,
the idea to run or finding out about the Hall Steps Foundation?
It was the idea to run that came first. And then I started looking around, and once I found their charity and emailed Sarah, and we talked about it, and they were very supportive, and that's when I decided to go with them.
Well, okay, I'm really curious about the logistics of this run, Barclay. What kind of support team do you have, or are you pretty much a one-man show?
It's not completely on my own. I do, a lot of the time, I have friends come out for, you know, a few days or a couple weeks or whatever they can do when I'm running through their area, and they'll stay with me, and I have a van that has food and water and all my shoes and running clothes and stuff like that, and so they will drive that, you know, 10, 15, whatever miles down the road, and I will run that distance, meet up with the van, get some food, get some water, and then repeat that until I'm done for the day.
What about sleeping?
It's a mix of things. When I can, I contact people nearby, see if I can find anywhere to sleep. Someone who will give me a bed in their house, put me up in a hotel. I've stayed in firehouses. And then there are times when I can't find anything or I'm not close to any cities or anything. And then when that happens, I just take the back of the van, clear up stuff out, and lay down and sleep back there.
What kind of roads have you mapped out to run on? I'm sure safety has to be really important in all of this.
You know, probably it should be, but it wasn't when I was coming up with the map. I was looking for the most direct route. So I've been on everything from, like, interstates to trails, really, not even roads. And so anything in between I've definitely run on. And it's mostly state highways, I'd say. So not, like, the biggest roads, but not dirt roads either, which is probably the best to be on.
Well, I did look at your Facebook page, and I'm going to start following you on Twitter, and I can tell you are in great shape, but I have to wonder, running 30, 33 miles a day, how are your knees holding out?
They're actually doing pretty well. I think it's toughest on my feet, you know, getting blisters and The first couple weeks I had a little bit of tendonitis, but I think that's pretty much gone now. I just kind of got used to it, I guess. And so, yeah, I'm holding up pretty well. I've probably lost a couple pounds, but that's the biggest negative effect.
Now, in the movie, we saw Forrest attracted quite a crowd of disciples who crossed the country with him. Is anyone running with you in any regular way?
I definitely don't have as much people as he had. I do have and have had some people who contacted me, and friends and strangers who wanted to meet up with me while I ran through their town. And so I've run with some of them. And then I've had a lot of dogs just jump on and follow me for a few miles. But no, it hasn't been huge crowds like he had.
What is the coolest, most surprising sight you have seen since you left the Santa Monica Pier?
My favorite was out in some ranch in Colorado. They had some zebras out there, which was definitely not an animal that I expected to see, but that was pretty cool.
I guess that was a surprise. What's been the worst moment for you so far?
It's hard to pick a single worst. It's like a whole lot of worst.
What do the worst?
A whole lot of worst.
What do the whole lot of worst tend to be like?
It's just, it's mentally, it's very difficult to like get myself, when I'm exhausted, just like get myself out and start running. And so every time I stop and I have to restart, it's tough.
Yeah, I noticed you posted something on your Facebook page about, well, I'm doing this. It's kind of boring, people.
Yeah, it's not as exciting as you'd expect it to be, you know.
And when this is done, when you end somewhere in the middle of August, then what is this? This is your big prelude to law school, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I'm starting law school 3 or 4 days after I finish, so I'll have to get back out to California.
Well, one must wonder, why didn't you run the other way? Start in Maine and then get out to Santa Monica.
It would have been a better idea, maybe, but next time.
Project Gumped, a very interesting way to raise money to help build a well in Mozambique, Barclay Oderslice of Birmingham, Michigan, running across the nation. You can donate by going to crowdrise.com/Project Gump. And you're welcome to follow him on Twitter @Project Gump and on Facebook. Good luck and run, Barclay, run.
Thank you very much.